Greetings and welcome to the show. My name is Nithra Sutton, and you are listening to NRA Soul Radio Podcast. Our topics for this platform is all things fashion, art, music, Afrofuturism, cosmetics, and cannabis. There's plenty of ways to interact with us. This is an interactive platform. You can chat with us. A chat room is at www.nitrasit.com. Go to the portfolio page, scroll down to the bottom, and join our minute chat room. You can call in 1-800-996-6770, extension 101. Leave a message. Tweet us. We've set up a Twitter page, NRSO Radio. Tweet away. Can't wait to get them. Or you can email us. Email us at nrsoradiopodcast@gmail.com. I cannot wait to get your transmissions. Or you can leave a message on Anchor right here. I'll put the link in. You can leave a message here. Remember, if you leave a message here, we will air it. Yay! So be nice. Hey family, it's the girl, Nitra, your host of NRSO Radio Podcast, and today is October 29, 2021. This is early a.m., nice and quiet. So what I wanted to talk about today, the topic, was how to stay resilient around toxic people. And when I first started thinking about this subject and my techniques that I use, I was wondering to myself how I would approach this subject. Would I approach it from having to shield myself from certain people, or would I approach it from another point of view of where I was talking more about how to keep my level of energy high around low vibration people? So I did get some help on choosing the latter part. We're not going to say who, child. But I do think that is a better point to come from, a better standpoint to come from, because we never want to lower our energy for anyone. What we want to do is make sure that we are always present, so we are clear when energy is not conducive or nurturing to our energy. Leave. Exit stage left, coat bag, time to go. Because the fact is that when it comes to preserving our mind space, we need to understand that it's not them, it's us. We just have to make sure that once we've evaluated that this is not copacetic, and you know the transaction is going to leave, no matter if the transaction happens, it's going to leave one of us, mainly me, traumatized or scarred. I'd rather not so much. So do you want to say anything on this subject? Because I really feel like it was a good point to come from a point where it's more about preserving and maintaining where you are, as opposed to acknowledging a lower vibration and where they are in allowing them to remove you from your seat and throne of, you know, reality. Anyway, let's talk about it. So you know the five ways to get in touch. Let's have this conversation. You are now listening to NRSO Radio. Hi family, how are you? It's your host, Nithra Sutton, and you are listening to NRSO Radio Podcast. So we're discussing garment revamps. I recently joined TikTok, and now I have a platform outside of the website where I can really show you and showcase certain things that I do as hobbies, okay? So what I do on a daily basis is that I facilitate garment house services for young designers, established designers, people needing patterns, samples, people needing mass production. We take them into the factories. So we take them from conception, from sketching, all the way to the finished product and multiples should they want them. So one of my hobbies is revamping beloved heirloom pieces. I love to do this because sometimes people want to let their children or favorite niece or nephew enjoy a piece of clothing that they just like adore and, you know, want to hand it over, or they want to continue to use it but have, you know, maybe body changes, added on weight, lost weight, and they want it to fit or look, you know, like it belongs to them. So I was doing some revamping. I'm always doing some revamping for people who are close, my loved ones. And it's a pleasure. It's a hobby of mine. I love to do it. So recently, when you get pieces, I don't know if you're like me, but when you get certain pieces that work with the wardrobe that are so just unique, one of a kind, they make you look cute, you love them. So they're your go-to. I don't think it's weird. I mean, I know a lot of people that, you know, accent pieces, those pieces, those statement pieces in their wardrobe that they love. I love, I always compliment no matter how many times I see them. If I see it, you know, sometimes I see something on someone again, and because of the way they styled it, I don't even know. I compliment it again. Of course, if it looks good, you should wear it, and you should wear it often. Okay, so I recently had a favorite sweater of mine shrunk, and I still wanted to wear it. So I was like, what do I do? And it was a ugh moment, and I didn't know what to do about it. So I was just like, you know what? I'm going to do something about it. I'm a little peeved because I didn't take a picture of the before. But trust me, my favorite sweater was 4 sizes too small for the kid. So I said, okay, what should I do? You know, how am I going to go about making this something that I can salvage? Can I even salvage it? So what I ended up doing, and there's a corresponding video on TikTok at NitRaSit, the creator, NitRa_DA_creator. It should be Creatrix, right? I think I'm going to change that. Anyway, for now, it's Creator. Go look at it. And so what I decided to do was add a decorative stitches to the sides of a separating zipper. So I opened up the front, center front, sliced it open. But I really didn't. What I did was lay down the zipper first and stitch the lines of the outside of the zipper. Then I did the double lines because I used the presser foot. I used the presser foot as the guide. So I made my double stitch, right? I didn't use a double needle on my straight stitch industrial machine. So I laid down those 4 sets of stitches. I think I doubled the stitches so the thread could be prominent, because the base of the sweater is like a nude or chestnut almond, inside of an almond color, right? Earth tone. Jeez, I don't know why I couldn't get it out. It's a beige. Anywho, it has some really cute pink and blue and green accents. It's just an adorable
little hoodie sweater. It's a sweater and it's a hoodie, right? So after I put my decorative stitches on either side, I, from the inside now, I cut up both the sides, from the zipper, center front, and then trimmed it, and then I was able to open it up, and okay, so it opened up wide enough for me to get in it, but now the sleeves at the arm eye were too tight. You know, I couldn't move my shoulder blades because, you know, everything had shrunken down. So now I realized that I had to open up by the rotator cuff. I had to open up that area. And what better fabric to use but ribbing? It would still be sort of as heavy as that wool, but it'd give me more mobility. Then I needed to open up underneath where the sleeve actually met. The sleeve hem, put an inch in there so it wasn't as tight, and you know, it just wasn't a straight jacket on me. So yeah, so it's up on TikTok. You can take a look at the progress thus far, and then I think I'll do another TikTok when it's fully finished. Cool. So that's what your girl did. Hey, it's Knit. Looking forward to seeing you at our next podcast, NRSO Radio Podcast, for Welcome to Fall, November 1st. See you then.